This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is Paul Marcello, principal trumpet of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Paul talked about his recording of trumpet concertos by Aratunian, Weinberg, and Shostakovich, released on the Naxos label in October 2022. Paul, we last talked before the pandemic. How did you fare during that bleak period?
That was challenging for many artists, and I found that to be particularly, I would say challenging in the way that we were stripped of our ability to perform. And as musicians, you know, part of who we are is giving back the music that's living inside of us. It's one thing to practice all day, which I did a lot of. I kind of reworked my technique during that time, but I really was missing connecting with audiences live on stage. We actually did digital performances, online performances with the Montreal Symphony, and I actually played a few concertos during that time, the Haydn Concerto and the Tartini Concerto, but we had no audience. I found that to be basically like a recording session. It didn't feel like a performance.
Alexander Aratunian is a composer I did not know until your recording of his trumpet concerto. Can you tell our listeners about him?
He's originally Armenian. This is one of his probably most famous compositions. I would call it a virtuoso showpiece. It was composed in 1950. It has a lot of Eastern European lyricism and sort of Kachaturian-like textures. I would say it's probably one of our most famous concertos and one that I've been practicing since I'm about 13 years old.
Who did he study with?
He studied in Moscow with Professor Chelyanin. His writing is very Armenian and, you know, has that Eastern European flavor, but it's also steeped in a very traditional compositional style. However, the one unique thing about this concerto is that it's all basically in one movement.
Was he commissioned to write this, or was it written for a particular person?
Not so much, no.
Now, how would you describe the Weinberg concerto? I found its many moods and deft use of the trumpet rather compelling.
Weinberg himself is a composer who I think is getting more and more discovered now in his centenary year, which was a few years ago. When I recorded this, I actually met Mrs. Weinberg. She came to the recording sessions. After recording, you know, I had a chance to sit down and talk with her quite a bit. He's a very compelling composer. When you hear this concerto, the first movement is very angular and driving and energetic, virtuosic, almost sounds angry a little bit, but it's got sort of a tongue-in-cheek moment, maybe even some kind of jazzy elements. There's a lot of what we would call blue note passages in there. The second movement is heartbreakingly beautiful. For me, one of the most touching and most beautiful movements in all the trumpet solo repertoire. And the third movement is kind of a parody. The opening few lines are quoting Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, Mahler's Fifth, Petrushka, Bizet's Carmen in a parody style, and then it kind of whips up into a frenzy, into a wild cadenza that's really just very, very difficult to play. And then it ends kind of mysteriously and just sort of fades away into nothing in a beautiful Mahlerian waltz.
Paul, your phrasing is so musical in all these works. Who taught you how to phrase so naturally and so effortlessly?
I have to say that hearing Adolf Herseth, who was the principal trumpet in the Chicago Symphony when I was growing up, the way he phrased in the orchestra, I just found it to be very compelling because it was always driving towards a climactic point, but he would taper out the phrases so beautiful and breathe quickly and get back in without interrupting any of the phrasing, very much like a singer. And I had the great fortune to study with him in my teen years. Whenever we would work on any solo, whether it was an orchestral passage or an etude or a solo work for trumpet, he would always tell me that I have to think like a singer, that I have to tell a story with my playing, and I have to believe in my own story. I'd like to mention that this recording, I'm going to be donating all of my proceeds to UNICEF for the children of Ukraine. My family background is Ukrainian, and I find this particular moment in history very, very challenging. So I'm going to donate all my proceeds, whether they're streams or whether it's a physical copy. If you go to my website, paulmarcellotrumpet.com, you can order the CD directly, and I will personally sign it for you. And that's a great way for us to give a little bit more money back to UNICEF. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook to see what we're doing with the album.
Paul, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful recording of the three concertos. Much appreciated. Our listeners will love it.
Thank you so much.
Our guest on Preview has been Paul Marcello, principal trumpet of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.